I'm Deborah Amos, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin has been in St. Paul, Minnesota this week covering the Republican National Convention. Coming up, we'll examine a story about big city politics. Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick will resign his office after pleading guilty to obstruction of justice and perjury. So how's the city coping? We'll find that out in a bit. But first, Senator John McCain rocked the Republican House last night when he accepted his party's nomination for president. His speech was intended to rally the GOP base, but on his own terms.
I don't work for a party. I don't work for a special interest. I don't work for myself. I work for you.
That may have been one of the most crucial messages of the night, because John McCain needs more than Republican voters for a victory. He's got to convince undecided voters that he's the best choice. We touch base with some undecided voters in swing states to see whether the Republican convention helped them come closer to making a decision. Joining us are Marcia Ford of Woodland Park, Colorado, a vocal advocate of nonpartisan politics, Marcos Pico, who worked with the Latino Research Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, and John Fry, a production manager for ReMed, a recovery center for brain-injured adults in Pennsylvania. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Marcia, we talked to you last week after the Democratic National Convention, and you said then that you felt that Barack Obama had addressed issues that were important to you as an independent. Did you hear John McCain deal with those same issues?
He talked a lot about change, obviously, and in particular, he was talking about reducing the influence of lobbyists in Washington. But I don't think that he addressed some of the political reform issues that we would like to see. However, he did mention enough to, I think, make some independents happy.
John, you are new to our roundtable. Did McCain speak to the issues that are going to help you make this decision in November?
I mean, he hinted on the issues, you know, trying to appeal to the middle class and doing something that'll have a direct impact on, you know, many people's lives, but fairly vague at this point.
Hmm. One of the most compelling speeches of the week was Sarah Palin. Millions of people watched her on television. Marcia, did she appeal to you? And she was brought onto the campaign in part to appeal to women voters. Is it convincing to you?
I wouldn't say she appealed to me because she's a woman. I think she appealed to me because she's a very tough person. And I would love to believe that if McCain and Palin are elected, that when she gets to Washington, she'll be able to stand up to Washington. But that's yet to be seen.
Well, all we know about is what she did in Alaska. Do you think it's not about her being female? It's about her being tough?
Oh, no. For me, it's about her being tough. I think that for many other people, yes, it is about her being female. But having a woman in that position who is apparently as likable as she is, I think that she did a great job the other night, and I'm not particularly enthusiastic about either major party. So I think that she did a great job, and I think that she is going to appeal to a lot of people on the basis of her gender. But for me, that I don't think that is weighing as heavily into it as it may be for other people.
Okay, Marcos, let me ask you about Sarah Palin. Was she appealing? Is that the kind of tough talk you want to hear?
Yeah, she was very appealing to me. She was very strong, very direct, and obviously she's done a lot to Alaska that she showed her strong character.
John, let me talk to you about Palin. One of the things that she argues is that Barack Obama's experience as a community organizer doesn't prepare him for the White House. And in some ways, what you do is like being a community organizer. What did you think when she said that?
I mean, she went after Obama with several low blows. I mean, she was just boisterous, dynamic, confident. But I think as the potential to be a loose cannon, and she's a very distinct contrast, I think, to John McCain.
A very distinct contrast. Do you see them as having the same politics or different politics?
I mean, I think it's going to be a grab bag of whatever they think is going to get them in the White House.
Well, that's what politicians do in some part, correct?
Yes.
If you're just joining us, we're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with a roundtable of undecided voters about their reactions to the Republican National Convention. Marcos, let's go back to you. You said that education is an important issue to you. The Republicans emphasized support for school choice, vouchers to help some kids get out of failing schools. Are those the arguments you wanted to hear? Are they different from Democratic arguments?
They're very different in a sense that obviously Republicans are saying that they want to also do a change, but rather than showing the prize, the tagline, they actually told me how they're going to do it, so that kind of gave me a little more insight on the issue.
Are you any closer to making a decision after you've seen both conventions?
I hope so.
I'm
waiting for the debate.
2 more months to do it. Marcia, what was so interesting last night is it was all about character with John McCain. It was about his service and that service had molded him into a public, that sacrifice in the military had molded him into a public servant. Is that the kind of campaign you want to see? One character against character. Whose character makes them more suited for the White House?
I think character is very important, but I really want to hear more specifics about the issues. And as much as I appreciate his sacrifice and service to the country, he's starting to sound like Rudy Giuliani talking about 9/11 all the time. I'm just tired of hearing it. We've heard it. And I don't want to dismiss it. I want to, people to understand that I think that it's vitally important. But let's move on and talk about the issues.
And, John, you've voted for independent candidates in the past, including Ross Perot. But at the moment, we are told that you are not even registered to vote. So why not? You are a real independent. And what would it take to get you registered this time?
One of the candidates is to stand out. I mean, I think they're both have the potential to be good presidents. But if one of them can represent that they have the potential to be a great president, I would step up and support one or the other candidate.
And Ross Perot did that for you? You thought he was great?
Well, it was more sending a message at the time that I would rather see the government be more, you know, business-like with what we do, because government is, you know, a lot of our paychecks go to the government and the government programs, and I want a little bit more from them.
Marcos, as we go forward, now tell me what you're going to be looking for in the debates.
First of all, I want to see how much they stick to their policy and how much they're convincing. If they're really convincing, I think that's where I'm going to give my vote to.
Okay, and Marcia, what are you going to be watching for in these debates?
I think that what I need to see at this point is that they are addressing the concerns of independence and really the war in Iraq. I think that that's a very important factor for us. The economy is important. But also, there's so much talk about change. I really want to hear specifics about the change that they plan to bring about.
John, that's a very interesting question that Marcia's brought up, and we really haven't talked about it. Some people would say it's the elephant. I suppose that's a bad analogy because of the Republicans. But the elephant in the room, and that's the war in Iraq. Does that weigh on your vote? Do you think about that?
Yeah. And Iraq, to me, you know, we're using a pound of prevention to produce an ounce of cure, and the time for a change should involve decisions made there.
Mm-hmm. And Marcos, also, is that on your mind, the war in Iraq?
Of course it is. That's one of the major things that I think is going to make a lot of people decide on whether to vote for McCain or not, or Barack.
I'd like to thank all of you for joining us, because you are the key to this election, not you personally, but independent voters. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
John Frey works in a recovery center for brain-injured adults in Pennsylvania. He joined us by phone from Malvern, Pennsylvania. Marcos Pico works with the Latino Research Center at the University of Nevada, Reno. He joined us from member station KUNR in Reno. And Marcia Ford is an independent voter and the author of We the Purple, Faith, Politics, and the Independent Voter. She joined us from Colorado Public Radio in Denver. Thanks for joining us.